Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, we're going to continue with our ABCs, Inspirational Refreshment for Women, by Rebecca Currington. Well, in the last several weeks, we were going through the ABCs from ABC, and we're going to end with W. We don't have anything for XYZ, but we have done the other ABCs leading up to the letter F. And tonight, the letter F has so many inspirational refreshment for you, so we're going to stay in the alphabet F tonight. We won't go into another letter. But I hope that you will continue to join me and finishing up the alphabet going all the way to W. And the first letter tonight, the first word out of F is faith. It's coming out of 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Now, these verses are not the King James Version. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Faith is not something you commit once you don't think about it again. Instead, it's something that alerts you every day to possibilities and opportunities. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith. God has called you, once again, to live a life of vibrant faith. open to his direction, keeping his eyes on you. Day by day, you will see his faithfulness, and your faith will grow. You will stop worrying about what is around the next corner. You'll know with certainty that the two of you can handle everything. Coming from 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "We live by faith but not by sight." You will probably hear it over and over again about faith. Seeing, and also this expression as well, seeing is believing. And seeing, some of you are friends, family members. They say they have faith, but they don't have true faith. It's more than a twist on a phrase. Your faith opens you up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about the everyday reality, but also mystery and possibilities. When you believe, you will live according to a whole other reality with sights and sounds, unimaginable to faithless eyes. The next word is faithfulness. Proverbs 28:20 says, "The faithful will abound with blessing." We have all had tasks that looks easy at the onset, but threaten to scuttle, with another word, overtake our result. We wonder if it is worth it to hang on. But when we do, we find that the reward of the task accomplished is even sweeter. Are you wondering if you can finish the task God has assigned to you? Don't give up. Your faithfulness to God's purpose holds the promise of great rewards. Ask God to help you faithfully as you carry it on until the job is done. Yes, let's finish the job that God has given us to do. Psalm 36:5 says, "Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heaven, your faithfulness to the skies." God won't abandon you. He won't walk away. His faithfulness reaches further than you can ever see or even imagine. It is difficult to take in what kind of faithfulness when you live in a world full of disappointment. But if you get quiet enough inside to sense God's never-changing presence and his steadfast commitment to you, you can survive the disappointment and all of the circumstances you might be going through in your life so much more bravely. His faithfulness never fails. The next letter is still F, and the word is family. And the scripture they're coming from is Isaiah 54, the 13th verse. "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Family. There's no heritage that the knowledge of God's love. There is no inheritance as empowering. As you live your life of faith before your family, it's like stocking a vault stocking a vault that will bless everyone and will never too late to begin. As you live authentically before God, you live a blueprint for those who are watching. That example can last for generations, beyond your view, more influential than you can ever fathom. scripture is Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman strengthens her family. And we know that. We are the stronger one out of the group. Yes, we are survivors. My mother has helped me to become a survivor. And her strength, she was a very strong-willed woman. The influence of a woman in your family is phenomenal, for good and for bad. Sadly, some women weaken their family through selfishness, ambition, and carelessness. A godly woman holds her family together, makes sacrifice to ensure its stability, and entreats God's blessing with their prayer. You can be that kind of woman, the kind that builds up and strengthens. Ask God to help you. He will show you how. Yes, we are very strong because we are left with our children and alone. Some of us, our children have already they got their family and they've gone away, and it's just you left. But God is going to help you to persevere because he knows that you have that strength in you to go on. And we know that if we ask God for help, he will show us how. Feelings, the word feelings. Hebrews 13:6 says, we can be sure when we say, I will not be afraid because the Lord is my helper. Yes, he is. Women are complex beings. Our emotions are our greatest strength, but they can also be the most unstable aspect of our character. How do you respond to the pressure and pleasure around you each day? Do you find yourself too emotional? God doesn't want to straddle your emotions. They allow you to feel his love, his compassion, his joy. Instead, he wants to help you harness them and use them for his kingdom. Will you let him? The next scripture says, Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. When times are good, be happy. When times are bad, consider God has made the one as well as the other. You may tend to think of God gratefully in the good times and ask him for help in the bad times. Well, sometimes you have to consider that God brings good and not the bad of the bad. No matter what your feelings tell you, you can trust him to work out his purpose in you all the time. He isn't bound by his feelings. He's bound by his word. He should not be bound by your feelings either, but his promises. We must stand on his promises. Fellowship. If we are, this scripture is coming from 1 John 1:7. If you are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have wonderful fellowship and joy with each other. I want you to listen to what I have to say about fellowship. Living in close relationship with God empowers you to connect with people meaningfully. As you grow towards him, you will find yourself growing in your relationship with others as well. It's the result of having the same Heavenly Father, living in the same kingdom, and sharing the same destination, heaven. Enjoy the great spirit family of God has placed in you. It's the family of faith. Be there for them, and let them be there for you. is to what God intended. God did not intend for what's happening in the world right now. 1 Peter 3:8 says, all of you should be in agreement. Understand each other. Loving each other as family. Being kind and humble to each other. The family of God is in many aspects like your nature, natural family. You love them profoundly, but very often they can make you throw up your hands of frustration. Yes, your kids sometimes can really get you to the point of throwing up your hand many times. Just like you, they all have those little areas where they are still growing and learning and becoming better people. When conflict comes, don't turn and run. It is important to work it out and see it through for your Father's sake, Heavenly Father's sake. Yes, the things that are happening today, we're not thinking it through. We don't have love for each other like we should. The next word is finances. Wealth, this is coming from Proverbs 13:11. Wealth hastily gotten will, just a minute, this is, reading this doesn't even sound like it's English, but, you know, in those verses, those scriptures, sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. Wealth has hastily gotten will dwindle, but those who gather little, but little will increase it. That's Proverbs for you. In a world where people win lotteries and game shows to suddenly come into a lot of cash, it is easy to wonder if it's worth it to put that little bit into saving each paycheck. The Bible says a lot about money, though, and affirms it that is the wise person who builds the nest eggs as they can, a little at a time along the way. Besides the investment that you bid, you put away, no matter how small, in a boat for your future. Philippians 4:19 says, my God will meet your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. It may seem strange to learn that God cares about money. While he isn't subject to it, he knows that you are, while you live in this world at least. The Bible provides good advice about staying out of debt, saving all you can, being generous to others, and giving to support God's work. These habits put you in line for God's blessing. He describes them as running over and invites you to test them to see. The next word is forgiveness. Now, I want you to think about this. Ezekiel 16:63. I forgive you all that you have done, says the Lord God. Have you forgiven? There's some things about us that sometimes we hold on until the day we die. But God doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to forgive. And I'm going to tell you a story after I read something about forgiveness. You are forgiven no matter what you've done, no matter how or when or what. God's forgiveness is waiting for you. The moment you acknowledge your sin and ask to be forgiven, it's done. When you ask God to forgive you, it's done. Strangely, it's difficult for you to accept. You may feel that you must make your own atonement, but it will only be accomplished by God Only God's perfect Son will be able to do the job. Abandon your pride and receive his forgiveness. Don't wait another moment. Colossians 3:13 says, bear one another's, and if anyone has a complaint about another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. Now, the story that I want to tell about forgiveness, I have gone back and forgave several of my relatives because the feelings I had within me. Now, I had to forgive, call my sister, one of my sisters, she's passed away now. And there was something that she went through when she was very young. She got married. I'm not going to tell the story. But later on when I became a widow, I understood, I started thinking about her situation, and I understood now what she was going through. And I couldn't, none of us did. None of the family understood her behavior. Her behavior changed. She wasn't as loving as she used to be. And before she passed away, 6 months before she passed away, I had no idea that she was going to pass away during that time. But when I thought about it, I went to her and I asked for forgiveness for the whole family, all the siblings, because we didn't take time to understand what she went through when she lost her husband and the way she lost her husband. And when she started behaving certain ways, we didn't understand. But we judged her for her behavior. And when I thought about it, God put it on my heart. And then I went and asked her forgiveness. We cried on the telephone as we talked, because all those years she never thought that anyone understood her. But 6 months later she passed away, and I was so happy that I went to her and asked forgiveness for the family, because she went through a lot. I mean, we didn't like the way she behaved afterwards, the things that she did and said, but I understood it at that point. And I'm so glad I did, because God had put that on my heart later on after she passed, it would have hurt me in that time, knowing that we didn't allow her. You know, no one went to her and tried to comfort her and let her know that we understood why she was going through what she did. So please don't let someone die before you ask for forgiveness, because let me tell you, it's going to haunt you. It will. But let me continue. If you ever try to forgive another person, even a close friend or family member, you know how difficult that can be. Everything you want to cling to your hurt and publish the offense. God invites you to forgive out of gratitude for what he did for us. He has forgiven you freely and completely. Remember that no one could hurt you as much as your sin has hurt your Heavenly Father. When you look at it that way, forgiveness becomes a privilege. I'm going to talk about one more letter. And the letter is fruitfulness. That's coming from John 15:4. Jesus said, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it bears in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. You may think that you are not accomplishing anything in your life. Perhaps you work at a dead-end job. You are disabled, has left you feeling useless and alone, or any circumstances. No matter what your circumstances might be, God has a plan for you, and that plan is not out of reach. As long as you are looking to him, your life will be fruitful and fulfilling. It might not happen right away, but in time, it will. That's his will, his promise, and his plan. He knows the plan for you. John 15:16 says, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." Have you ever looked at yourself and thought, "God could never use me"? You have just decided that you are not worthy to go out in his name, to speak in his behalf, to carry his message, to fulfill his plan. If it were you, were up to you, you wouldn't appoint yourself or do anything. But it isn't up to you. No, it wasn't up to me. If I had to choose that my husband could live, he would be living. Because I questioned God. Why? Why did he take my husband after 6 years of marriage and leaving a 10-month-old son and a 4-year-old daughter? Yes, I would have made another choice. I wanted to tell him there could have been another way out. God does the choosing. And he wants to use you. He's gotten a job for you to do. Open your heart and mind to him, and much fruit will follow. Much fruit has followed. My husband has gone for 25 years, and there's many fruits have followed. I accept the challenge in doing his will, and I just want you to know, there's something that God has for you to do out there. So ask him, and it will be fruitful. And that is all. We had a couple more of F's, but I wanted definitely to go over those F's. We have a couple more I might go over before we get into G next week and go on. But I hope you enjoy. And thank you for tuning in. I do have some announcements, because we only have a couple more minutes on the air. And the announcement, the rest of the month of July until the third week in August is sabbatical. That's meaning no meetings. No meetings and no, we are doing things, Sheila and I are doing things behind the scenes, but there's no meeting, not until the third week in August. We're going to be celebrating our anniversary on our cruise. And our cruise is September 17th through the 22nd, going to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel. So more details to come throughout the summer. And pray for each other, and pray for the nation. When you hear these things on the news, I try not to make too many comments. I listen, because sometimes we say things that can be hurtful to others or is not the right thing to say. So be mindful. Be in prayer more. Just pray for each other and the nation. And also invite others to the talk show. It's every Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And that is the end of our show. And I hope that you enjoy the spiritual refreshment for women. Tune in again next week at the same time. Have a great week. And pray for others and this nation. Be blessed and have a great week.
of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am he. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, let me be.